I just post general pictures of everything I do throughout the day. I usually try to post the best things, sort of edit photos of myself and just sort of send out really good images of everything I do to give a really good impression of my life.
And you use lots of different social networking sites. So you would be on Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram and Twitter, and you're posting all the time.
Yeah, to keep up attention from an online network, you have to constantly post on loads of different sites.
And I'm right in saying that you don't use any kind of privacy settings whatsoever. So all of your sites are totally open and anybody can follow you, comment on you, post to you, read about your life, read about your information.
Absolutely everything. I made a decision last year that that's what I wanted to do. So I set all the settings on all these social networking sites just as public.
Why did you do that?
I've seen other people online who have a large following and real celebrities online, and realise the thing they all have in common is everything is public about their lives.
So you're doing this because you want to be famous?
Without sounding too cringy, yeah, that's one of the large reasons I've done it.
I'd like to ask you a little bit more about fame and celebrity and what it is that's attracting you to that in a minute. But I wonder if we can just give people a bit more of a picture about what it is that you're doing. So you're taking pictures of yourself, you're making videos of you and your friends, going out, doing things, and you're posting a kind of daily running commentary of what it is that you do.
Yeah, it's not a boring day-to-day life vlogs and photos of what I do. There's also a few other people online who have the same following as me, like quite a large following. There's like a community on Facebook, and they create entertainment by causing arguments and falling out with people and making up rumours, and people are so interested in that.
What kinds of things?
Popular people on Facebook who have breakups. You get a massive amount of fans choosing sides, who hates who, and they make pictures against each other and they leak inappropriate photos of each other. I know it's quite harsh.
Doesn't sound very nice.
It's actually a horrible, horrible environment, but you can't be nice on Facebook. You can't be, because you get so much hate, you get so much abuse, you get so much terrible things written about you when you're in the centre of everything, that the only way you can really cope with it is to have quite a hard exterior.
Could you give me an example of the kinds of things that people write?
The majority of content people comment on all my stuff is usually just to kill yourself. That's like the most common thing people comment.
To kill yourself?
Literally. It used to be so extreme for someone to write that about someone on the internet, but it's sort of become acceptable now.
Why are they doing that?
We've actually tried to figure this out for so long, and we've tried to say it's jealousy because they're jealous of our following, and then we try and say, well, maybe they're just being homophobic because obviously we're openly gay on Facebook. It could also be because those people get a lot of praise for telling us to kill ourselves. So if someone would comment on my photo saying, oh, you're really pretty, it could get 3 likes on the comment. But if someone comments, oh my God, kill yourself, that comment could get like 7 likes.
And are those really negative comments and really harsh stuff, are they very uncomfortable, or are they water off a duck's back to you now?
They used to be. But after a while, you just get completely numb to it. And once you've got thousands of messages of people writing paragraphs saying how much they hate you, then it couldn't get any worse. Once you've gone through that, you're a much stronger person online with dealing with hate.
Are you Facebook famous?
It's such a cringy term, but it's kind of becoming, like, socially okay to say now, so I'd probably fall into that category, yeah.
But it's not just confined to Facebook. You organise meetups. How do they work?
You create an event page on Facebook,
yeah,
and then you share it, so all your fans know you'll be there, and then they can all come. So we'll just turn up in the city centre, usually make a big entrance, and then meet everyone. Everyone will get photos. Our haters come, which has been a disaster.
Your haters, basically all the people that are negatively commenting.
They come because they know if they do something to us, then they'll get praise for it and they'll get loads of attention from it and protect the
So
famous.
These haters aren't anonymous. They will come and meet you face to face.
This is why it's... People say, oh, it's just online hate, it's just online hate, but lately there's been a lot more people who have actually come into real life and brought their hate into real life towards us.
Is that not a bit frightening?
There's been quite bad things that have happened to us at the last meetup, which was 2 weeks ago in Leeds. We arrived by a red carpet and we met everyone and it was quite fun.
You arrived by red carpet?
Yeah.
So you had to organise this?
Yeah, we had organised all that. And then about 25 sort of 18-year-olds from Facebook, who obviously are haters towards us, turned up. And they looked really intimidating, and they made about 600 people who were there just dispersed into the city centre. It was absolute, it was like a bomb went off or something. It was just chaos. And we ran into A&E to hide, and the police escorted us back to the hotel we were staying in for our own protection.
But the meetups themselves are a case of you turning up and a whole group of people, and you listen to some music and you chat?
I don't know the pure motives of the reasons everyone goes to the meetups. I think they just go to make new friends from Facebook, because a lot of people now my age, their entire social life revolves around Facebook and the people they've met online. So it's a chance for them to actually take their Facebook into the real world and meet everyone they've been talking to. So it literally brings Facebook to life for them. There's no music, there's no dancing, it's just literally all these people standing, talking to each other, meeting each other.
Are you enjoying all of this?
In the moment when you go to a meetup and there's a load of people crowded around you and they're asking for photos and they're asking for pictures and they all know who you are and you don't know who they are, it's just one of the best feelings.
What does it mean for you, being famous? What does that mean?
It's just exciting. It makes you feel like you're more important in the world. It makes you feel like you're more alive because so many people are talking about you all over the country. I don't really see why anyone wouldn't want it, to be honest.
And does it matter what you're famous for?
Nowadays, I don't think it matters what you're famous for. There's so many people who are famous and people don't even know anything about what they've done if they're
But does
talented.
It matter to you?
No. Once your name is out there and everyone's talking about you, I think that's all that matters. You don't need to be talented, you don't need to sing. There's no need when you can be famous.
Do you have role models, people that you aspire to, that you'd like to be like?
I used to have role models, like people in the media, like Paris Hilton or Britney Spears, but I don't really care about any of them anymore. I just look at ourselves as role models.
You think you're a role model?
Yeah, like...
Why?
I don't know, just because of how far we've made it online and all the... how far we've made our names reach and all the people who want to meet us and all the people who love us.
But can you understand the criticism that people might come at that with to say, well, actually, you're not famous for doing anything?
Every single day, the most common thing that people comment is, you're not even famous, you haven't even done anything, you're not on the news, you're not on TV, why do you think you're famous? But we just ignore the comments, we just say, oh, well, you don't have any followers, do you?
But you have no concerns about your privacy or about people seeing this in the future?
My last name is different on Facebook, it's not to my real name, so that was my only sort of way of keeping sort of a career life separate to this, because I know I can't carry on this for too long.
Do your parents know you do this?
Yeah, they're not very happy about it. They just think it's really detrimental. They think it's terrible for my internet history. If any employers ever look me up again, they'll find all that stuff. And they said it's just taken over my life. But I literally think at the moment when you go to meetups and when you go through city centres, it's completely worth it.
So you don't care about any of that? Any of your parents' concerns?
No.
So how does your online persona affect your real life? Are they two different people?
They're completely two different people. I remember one day I sat down and I decided the person I needed to be able to get the attention. And I just started being this outrageous, loud, dramatic person online who's got, you know, a crazy life. And that wasn't, you know, too reflective of my real life. But after a while, when I went to meetups and it all became sort of real and I ended up being actually like that, it started to interfere with my normal life quite a lot because I'd come home and I'd think, am I that person still? Like, Facebook's such a big part of my life now, maybe that's me. And completely ruins relationships. I could not have a relationship because of the absolute chaos from these meetups. So any sort of friendships, relationships which I've ever had in the past have been completely ruined.
Would you consider withdrawing, closing it all down?
It's too late now. I've already made all my friends from it. All my old friends are gone. If I left Facebook, I would have nothing, I'd have no one.
You considered getting some help and support to leave it?
No, my parents have told me to do that, but I just enjoy it too much. I think I'm not hurting anyone. I guess I can't say I'm not getting hurt. I'm putting myself at risk, but I think it's fine to carry on.
But you've just talked about the huge ramifications it has for the rest of your life.
Right now, I can honestly say my life is so good. Like, I love it. I love what's going on right now. I just don't want it to change. And to be honest, I don't really want to think about the future because I know, being honest, it's not going to be very good if I carry on this.
If you could rewind to before all of this started, would you do it all again?
Definitely. I think about this all the time. All the attention that we've got and being in the moment of having everyone crowd around you, I think, beats anything that's ever happened in my previous life. I've experienced more drama, met more people, done more things than anyone else I know. So compared to my old life, which was just going to school, coming home, having friends around the corner, knowing a few people in your town, I just think it's not even comparable. I would always do it again.